随便，那就是大的人，今天前几天 just in a space which in old American slang English was called space out. So here is again this prayer, and I would like to read it to you and then suggest a little exercise taken from Harinam Chaitanya that can help you to apply it in a simple way in your chanting. Please listen attentively. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I've been inimical toward him since time immemorial. I have been identifying myself with the body and been continuously wandering in the repeated cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, however, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I know that I am the eternal servant of Krishna, that I am an infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. Now, by the order of my spiritual master, following his footsteps, I have obtained the good fortune of being able to serve his lotus feet and the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. My dear devotees, in a clear application, this means, according to Harinam Chaitanya, the third chapter, to be just mindful when you chant or put your chanting on the fundament of the following three convictions. First, you need to start with you, and you are chanting. Who is that you who's chanting? I am an infinitesimal conscious being. Lord Krishna's eternal servant. So can we please just let everything go for a moment? Everything in our services. Of course we don't want to let go of our service, but for now we want to think, or be in the space of I'm actually not this body, I'm an infinitesimal conscious being, Krishna's eternal servant. The second is this mindfulness. Lord Krishna, the all-powerful conscious being, is my only master. To do this practically in our tradition, we are often requested to chant before the deity. I remember there was a time when I heard some of my god brothers were really distraught and distracted, and they came to Prabhupada and said, it doesn't work for me. Prabhupada then said, no, you don't need to leave our movement. You just go before the deity and you chant before the deity. But then the temple commander will come and engage me. No, you may say him, to him that for now I have requested you to do this. You know, something, we must somehow get this into our conditioned thinking. We have a relationship. There's me who is a part of Krishna. And now I will address him with a chanting. The last affirmation, if you so want, or the sentence, is this dull and inert material world is a prison house with the singular purpose to reform me. No, we are here really only to again become Krishna conscious and relate to Krishna. So let us chant, please, from this space, understanding I'm Krishna's servant, Krishna's holy master, and really I'm here from this retreat also to realize this. In half an hour I will say something else, so maybe I should just stay here, but then I feel as if I'm your focal point of attention. That would really be a mistake. So maybe I should go in my right place. Yes, let me do this. Let us together chant. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Vrindavana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.